They abducted you.
They did, man. They just dropped me back on planet Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver, man, like I was talking about, man. The crazy stories, though, right? I was just saying, how is it that, you know, the fascination was there where people could really conjure up these type of things from way back when, man? Of course, a lot of these people got access to U.S. Military people, personnel, and things of that nature. So the crazy thing. I'm just keeping it in the buck, man. Like, look, Ray Lovejoy, he was a writer of Aliens, born in 1939. Here's a couple flicks from him. The Horse's Mouth. Lawrence of Arabia in 1962.
Oh yeah.
Hey, here we go. Doctor Strangelove. Let me see what that joint was about in 1964. Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying About the Love Bomb, a political satire, black comedy film. Oh, okay. I got to check that joint out.
All right.
Dr. Strangelove. But, and then he proceeded to do 2001, A Space Odyssey in 1968. He did The Shining.
Oh, so nothing before Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, it's 1968. He did A Space Odyssey, 2001. Let's see what it's going to say. The screenplay was written by blah, 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 Kubrick, science fiction author, and it was inspired by Clark's 1951 short story, The Sentinel, and the other short stories by Clark. Clark also a published novelist of the film. Let me see, man. What's the plot? Let's get to the plot. Hold on, y'all. My fault. Plot. In a prehistoric vale, a tribe of Hominians is driven away from its water hole by a rival tribe. The next day, they find an alien monolith has appeared in the mist. The tribe then learned how to use a bone as a wagon. After their first hunt, returned to drive their rivals away with it. Millions of years later, Dr. Haywood Floyd, chairman of the United States National Council of Astronautics, travels to Clavis Base, an American lunar outpost. Space Station 5. So, 1968. They writing shit like this. So, to my black sci-fi fans, writers, and all y'all peoples, where y'all at, man? Where y'all at, man? These folks is always thinking way beyond their natural place.
The guy, he was black.
Who was black?
The guy you just talking about.
Nah, he's from England, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think being black is sci-fi though, to a certain degree. I mean,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a hell of a ride, man, from the beginning to the end, man, most definitely, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, so, a lot of these stories are kind of interwoven between other stories, right? Somebody had to have the funding to make it, bring it from a notebook to production.
Hey, Bob and Weave, and I mean, throughout all that, man, he only lived 62 years. You know what I mean? With the money, the fame, all that good shit that he had going for himself. He was only able to live 62 years, even though he was that far ahead of time. Crazy.
Yeah, but I think the characters in Aliens, the movie, were just very, very riveting. You know, for the black character on that movie called Bishop, I thought that was pretty unique.
You talking about Tupac?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Bishop was one of the characters on Alien.
Nah, you cap, right? You playing.
No, I'm serious.
You serious?
I'm dead
Let me find.
serious. Aliens, the movie, that was one of the characters. Because
Let me.
I
Hold
had
on,
the
hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me find the cast. Hold on, let me find the cast. The cast. Here we go. Sigourney Weaver. Okay. Michael Behe, Dwayne Hicks. All right, you say, oh, there you go, Lance Henriksen was Bishop, an android above, excuse me, aboard the Sulaca. That's what it was called. Let me see this joint. You say this man was black. This man white, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Stop
Hey, but I mean, it
it,
was a
bro.
2 hour, you know, it was 2 hours and 17 minutes, right?
Yeah. Man, he from New York City, man. This guy right here. Hey, he funny though, because I actually seen this dude in another film. Let me see what his popular films were real quick. Let me scroll this guy, Bishop. Because I didn't think nobody was black in Aliens, bro. Oh, he was in a Terminator. Okay.
Oh
All
man,
right.
another great movie.
Terminator, Jagged Edge. Let me see. What else would anybody else know? That's it, bro. I don't really. Oh, he was in Alien 3. He survived that long. Hey, but he was the king in Super Mario Brothers.
Haven't seen any of
Ironically,
those movies.
the same dude, Bishop. Yeah. Sci-fi, bro. Sci-fi.
Yeah, I mean
Alien.
it's but I mean, like I said, all of this, so many cheesy sci-fi movies were made. It's almost like if you talk aliens, you could just regurgitate Mac and Me, right? Which was an ET knockoff, which they had to drink Coca-Cola in order to survive. But the way that the place that they found those aliens was in an old mining shaft. You know, sort of like a Lambreth, you know, like Fraggle Rock, Fern Gully, Avatar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Jim Henson is a he's another extraterrestrial, right?
Jim Henson, definitely, bro.
Yeah,
Hey, yo, there
Jim Henson.
was a black. Hey. Hold on. Rico Ross. Hey man,
That
so
was
we
his name.
always attached to sci-fi. Rico Ross, his name was Frost, a private in the Colonel Marine. Rico Ross was in Aliens. Yep. Chicago, Illinois. Oh man, Florida Atlantic University. Not a Floridian, not a fellow Floridian, man. Let me see. Born in Chicago. How did he end up in Florida? He majored in theater. He entered
Oh.
school at FAU. Wow. FAU, when the what? That school was around that long? Can't even believe that.
Yeah,
That's what's up
man.
though,
Time.
man.
Yeah, I mean, it's the just the whole alien Star Trek thing. I mean, and then if you look up the Hercules movie that came out in the 80s was sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
It was one of the first times an extraterrestrial was having a fight with lasers versus a shotgun.
Yeah. But man, listen, let's to the point, bro. How many aliens? I mean, how many have you seen aliens? I don't even know this dude, bro. I'm looking at his face. I'm trying to
Yeah,
figure out who
man.
Rico Ross is while we having this podcast right now.
Man, they look like me and you. They're our long lost cousins.
Dang,
Yeah,
the African,
I see it. No, not the Africans, the aliens.
Mongolians.
Nah, those are illegal aliens. The ones I speak of.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I mean, but I'm actually getting the NAACP award. I'm the first black man to be abducted by aliens. So
Hey
I'm
yo,
getting the Emmy Award.
I think Rico Ross is Michelle Obama's cousin, man. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
No, I mean, you got to start taking me serious about the aliens, bro. I wasn't. You think I could get an award if I was abducted?
I'm with you, bro. I'm just doing the other research on this guy right here. He got a lot of pictures with the Obamas, man. That's all I'm saying. I think that's his family. That's his peoples.
Well, you know they say Obama's an alien.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They say he's a gender bender. No, they say he's a man. He's a man, and he's a girl.
Well, they actually say that Obama's real name is Barry, and he belongs to a group called the Montage Project.
Damn. Is that the same thing like the girl, what's her name? The singing girl. Popular girl, man, with the church on her chest tattooed.
Not sure. But
ooh, come on, man. Come on, man. Help me out. Popular Ethiopian looking girl. Ethiopian looking girl.
Damn. Viola Davis?
Nah, man. She was at the Grammys, man.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
No, not Megan Thee Stallion, man. I'm looking right at her. I can't make out her name right now. I will get her name, but keep your point going, man.
I forgot what it was.
Damn, what is this girl's name? I'm looking right at her.
That's bad, man.
They superstars, right? These people are superstars, but they stardom has not come like starting from the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, man. We cannot recall these people, man. I know this is not Ice Spice. This is the other girl.
Trippy Red?
Nah, that's a dude, bro. We got to find her, man.
What song did she sing? Is she a pretty good song artist or what?
Hold on. That's crazy. I cannot figure this silly girl name out. I want to say her, but I know it's not her. Her is somebody totally different, man.
Oh, she's got talent.
Yeah, she can play guitar, man.
Yeah. But like I said, man, I mean, yeah, The Abyss is also a really good extraterrestrial show. But, I mean, what's really going on in Miami? It's been really killing my timeline, man. I didn't know you guys had giants walking around there.
Giants?
Yeah.
At the Miami Mall. Listen, nobody has a rundown on this right now, man. That story was, it came and it was blocked off. It was suppressed. Oh. So if you try to do any research on this, you're not going to find a lot. Definitely not going to find anything thorough. So it's kind of weird, right? It's kind of weird that there was all kind of cars blocking off the mall. I heard about it, and still, there's no rhyme or reason to this, man. Like, you can't just put in the information and get any zoom in pictures or nothing. But that's the question about aliens, right? Why do they want to appear and disappear, right? And leave everybody in shambles, you know, trying to figure out what the heck happened, bro?
Well, that's why Billy Meyer, the Billy Meyer story is probably one of the best. He was talking to the aliens, hanging out with them and everything. I mean, he would even have them show up. You know, he's over there hanging out in Russia though.
Doja Cat, that's who I was trying to come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doja Cat.
That's Benzino's daughter, right?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. She's but we were talking about Obama. She is like Obama. Her father is played in Serafina with Whoopi Goldberg. He's Ethiopian or something. And then her mother is Jewish. Yeah.
Well, I mean Black Panther was like aliens too, right?
Oh yeah. 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 But I'm saying like all our alien stories is like no one can corroborate any authenticity of this stuff, man. It's all written, it's all video after the fact, and the people want to know now, is it real?
Well, and then you talk about somebody dying and then ascending up to the skies, and you know, like
that's cool as hell though to watch the spirit float away.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we depend on a lot less. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
There was UFOs in all those paintings in the Vatican.
What?
Yeah.
What you talking?
If you look at all the paintings in early 1200 century, there's so many paintings full of, you know, UFOs.
Oh yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Maybe
I'm flying on a carpet.
Or maybe the design of the airplanes was a discus back then, and they figured out how to hover. Like, what's this new technology that we own now? Drone. Maybe they had drones way back then.
Anti-gravity mechanisms.
Right. And they scratched the drones, and now they reintroducing this shit.
A lot of UFOs look like bells.
Yo, hold on, man. Let me confirm what you're talking about though, right? This some buck wild shit right here. Who is this? Who Bible is this? Confessions, non-cryptic. Labanius, a Christian synopsis. Hey, bro, I'm seeing the Pope having a book snatched out of his hand from an alien.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Catholic Church has the best telescope in the world.
Yeah, for real.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's what. So here's the crazy thing is with the doggone tribe, is for them to have series A and B mapped off in the cave wall system, right? And for us to name series A and B, our new XM radio stations over here. And, you know, our telescopes didn't really come into full focal, you know, until the 70s. Kind of like that movie with Jodie Foster, Contact, you know, with certain signals. You know, I think in Black Panther it was called Vibranium, right?
Yeah, Vibranium.
Yeah.
They say it was a strange UFO disc found in a 16th century painting. This UFO image, 14th century Shigeoshi. Birthplace of Vlad the Impaler. I'm trying to get the actual. All right, it's just a 1523, bro. Israel. Here we go. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. And in the image, it's thought to be from the date 1523 when the Bible was first translated into German. UFO experts have drawn a comparison with other well-known paintings which seem to depict flying saucers, such as the 1710 painting Baptism of Christ by Art de Gelder. Man, I'm screenshotting that shit right there. I gotta go look that one up.
I thought I was just pulling this out my ass.
Yo, bro. Hey, pause, son. You're not taking me to your chocolate. No, sir. Oh, I'm tired of that. Give me another analogy. But to your point. So, man, we've been digging and messing around, right? All this time. And we got answers now, y'all. We been had, what this shit called? What we call them, bro? What these crafts called now? Drones. We been had drones.
Well, George Clinton and the Funkadelics told us the mothership is waiting
parliament.
On the mothership. Yeah, the parliament. Those guys have been giving us rap. They gave us rap. They gave us rock and roll. They gave us vibrations. George, he's somebody that hasn't been invited to any UFO conferences. And that's very disrespectful. Because, I mean, this dude was singing about the mothership, waiting on the mothership, waiting to go to over here, over there. He had atomic dogs with dancing around pyramids. Man, this dude doesn't get any credit at all.
Man, you just showed me the light, man. Hayden showed me the light, y'all. Tonight, he showed me the light. I had to get to it. It took me some time to get on board. But I'm here now. UFO, 16th century in the paintings, man. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, right, stop the bull cocky, bro. Hey, on everything, this drone technology ain't new, bro. You know what I'm saying? The painting is in a Romanian church. I'm about to screenshot this. I'm about to post this online.
Yeah, it's but the motherboard.
Talk about it, man.
No, the motherboard. How we got the motherboards? Which is the electrical components just for those drones and everything else is the schematics were drawn up from old Mayan ruins in Central and South America. It, you know, it was kind of like the a reflection or derivative of parallel and series. So basically the motherboards is the reason why the Japanese and the Soviets teamed up for Tetris.
I seen an Asian man the other night when I was picking up my food. I seen an Asian man with a Russian woman, and I was like, wow, what a combination, brother. Wow.
Well, yeah. that's the way game consoles used to be sold.
Damn.
Yeah, But we've been playing extraterrestrial. Remember, I mean, they tell us don't drink the water, right? I mean, there was even a movie Usher was in, right? It was called The Faculty.
You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. He jumped in the back of the truck when the aliens were coming for his ass.
Yeah, he something was like, and the way these aliens were getting to him was through the irrigation pipes of Mario Brothers. And who did Mario Brothers get to fight at the end?
The dragon.
King Cooper.
Cooper the dragon. Yeah, man. But even the cast down of Lucifer onto the earth, into Trinity, man, that was some real crazy alien shit. You know what I'm saying? When God cast his other son, Lucifer, pretty boy Lucifer, back to the earth. He wasn't no angel.
You talking about
the
morning, the morning star?
The morning star, man. Shout out to y'all plant-based eating ass out there eating all that morning star fake breakfast food, man. Watch out. Plant-based diets are deadly.
Well, but it goes with the flood to get out all the bad aliens, because there's an old Jewish song that says Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. And then it's followed with there's a lily in the valley and it's bright as the morning star.
Yeah, and even what's that what that shit you be referencing to it all the time? The wheel, Ezekiel wheel. Ezekiel's vision right here. Ezekiel's vision.
Yeah, he took him up to the heavens.
Now, he had a griffin with several heads and wings that he was looking at, that I'm going through as I'm talking about. Aliens and UFOs, man. Y'all look them up for y'all goddamn self. Aliens and UFOs, y'all just put that in. I mean, UFOs and God, and you will get some of the most craziest pictures that you might have ever seen in your life popping up out of this.
You got to understand, like, if I take two magnets and I flip one of them upside down, or either one,
it's going to push.
It's going to push away, and that resistance is what we conceptually don't understand in our physical world right now.
Yeah, it's going to repel, for sure. It's going to repel. And so magnetism is interesting in itself, but the hovering process, right? It can't be hard. I don't like this, bro. I don't like this.
I mean, it's the same thing Marty McFly was on those skateboards.
No, true that. Now I'm looking at one of these paintings here where somebody got a dinosaur bone by the rim into the backside of an alien. So now UFOs in the Bible, bro.
Those who came to mate with the daughters of mankind. This is where we supposedly get the giants. This is where Goliath comes from. This is the sons of Seth, right?
Damn, that's my dad. That's my granddaddy, bro. I'm a giant too. I'm technically considered a giant, and that is my granddaddy.
And then we have the great flood of the Gilgamesh.
Yeah, that's my cousin too, from Texas.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But. I mean, it all coincides in Lilith, his first wife was, you know, she's a Babylonian deity.
hey, listen, not to sound crazy, but let's cover some of these little verses though in the Bible, man, that I'm actually picking up real quick. Prophet Zechariah gave a very precise description of a UFO in chapter 5, verse 2. You was giving us Genesis at first, but I'm coming right now. Chapter 5, verse 2, Zechariah, prophet. Then I turned. Oh, my fault, man. Shout out to them Israelites. Read. Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. And then he said unto me, What seest thou? I answered, I see a flying scroll, the length, therefore, of 20 cubits, and the breadth, therefore, 10 cubits.
Right. Sounds like, bro? Southwest.
Yeah, that was a 20 by 10 cubits. Y'all go look up what cubits is today.
Man, that sounds like some flying carpet to me.
And right here, Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 9, 11. Verse 9 to 11. Chapter 2, 9 through 11. Someone please call 911. Here we go. Read. And lo, the star which they say, excuse me, oh, I got started over. And lo, the star which they saw in the east, my brother, to the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And when they were come into the house, I hate how they write, man. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. 9-1-1, chapter 2, book of Matthew.
Yeah, man, but I mean, it was more, it was, yeah, but I mean, with Cadillacs, we were good.
Hold on. So look, isn't there a falling star in Star Trek? Red and they symbol on their shirt?
Oh, yeah.
So now here we go. Religion and sci-fi?
Religion and sci-fi is everywhere. When did Cadillac start going bad?
When did it? Oh, when the converter died or whatever? Go
when
ahead.
They when put the die. What engine into it?
I don't know. Got it. North Star. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Real quick. Exodus 13:22. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillow of the fire by night from before the people. UFOs described as clouds. They was described as clouds. A pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire. Sheesh.
Sounds like y'all go, bro.
So now I gotta backtrack. I gotta say what I gotta say, and I'm gonna close out on this one. But yeah, aliens are real, man. UFOs, aliens, all this good stuff is real. It's all how it's presented to you. I'm kicking back and saying what I'm saying. Kanye West, man, another alien out here. He made $19 million in one day. One day. After his $7 million ad shot on the iPhone was shown on the Super Bowl. Yeah, man. Alien stuff, bro. Defying all laws of gravity. Everything. But aliens are real. They are real. People are possessed. Rituals happen. And in the church, what they got to do? What they got to do to try to shake the devil out of you, man? What they got to do to you, Aiden?
We got to baptize you in the name of Jesus in the water.
Yeah. What them Catholics do to you, man?
Oh, shit. What the Catholics do? Oh, you got to repent.
Nah, man. It's on the movies, bro. What them Catholics got to do to you, man?
Oh, confession. Oh, exorcist.
Exorcist. There it is. Oof. There it is.
Yeah, hey, I felt like you would lead me down a dark road.
Nah, man, shout us out over here, man. You know, we got to get it right. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Sometimes we do it. You know how we do our shows, man. We do our shows on the fly, and everything is a one.
Hey, but I mean, but hold on. But what about shout out George Clinton, man? I mean, I don't know how much longer he's got. You know, in the mothership, man. I mean, like, I mean, this dude right here invented the whole Star Wars system.
Bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay bow wow yippee yo yippee yay. That's right, George Clinton, man. Parliament, the funk, the mothership. Yeah, and the mothership, the presentation of that, the way that it floated, the smoke and everything, it was hovering. Again, bro, we been had access to all the technology, and this stuff has been here for years, bro. It's just being represented to us in different forms. All these drones, all this shit. They had them back in Jesus' days, man. Who could come up with a flying carpet? Nobody dreams of things that they've never seen before. Let me say it like that. And if you don't believe me, go holler at your pastor.
Sandalwood, yeah. Sandalwood oil is still very profitable. So is frankincense.
The most expensive essential oil that you can find. From a tree. From a freaking tree.
From a tree.
What? 100? I think the tree got to take 10 or 100 years in order for them to tap it and mess with that wood to be able to present sandalwood to you. But that shit is expensive for the ounce. Oh, man. It's like, I want to say for like 4 ounces, 3 ounces or whatever those little small containers there that you could buy in the store. It's like $150, bro. For 3 ounces. I might be even lying. It might be 1.5 ounces for $150. $150 when you go look for that essential oil. Like real supposedly high quality sandalwood is expensive.
Yeah, so I mean that's why you a player from the Himalayas.
Because to your point, right, what they was bringing for Jesus, frankincense, myrrh, ain't no cheap stuff, bro. They was bringing that good back in the days, man.
And but the Black Olmec had on space helmets, and they and their gods looked like baby Jesus dunking a basketball like Michael Jordan.
Hey man, nobody fashion was crazier than the three kings or the three wise men that was coming to see Mary. They fashion was crazy for that.
Crazy. You talking about Mary J. Blige?
Hell no, I'm talking about Mary Magdalene, you know what I'm saying? The virgin butterfly that was able to pop out Jesus de Christ. But all of them tie in, because I mean, these are alien stories, sci-fi stories, man, like we say.
Hey, man, Joseph was a good nigga to believe his girl, though. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever gives Joseph. I don't ever hear the book of Joseph, man. That was a good man, nigga to believe that lady, man.
You got to go see the book of Clarence, man. Go see the book of Clarence. Well, you ain't got to go nowhere to see it. Now it's on, you know, it's on, it's streaming like everything else, man. Book of Clarence was rather interesting, bro. Had a different play on things. It was talking to, basically, I'm not gonna ruin the story, but it's talking about what we're talking about right now, man. You gotta stretch your mind and think way differently about all the stuff that they've been telling us for years and years and years.
Goes there?
Yeah, this UFO. You go to the book. You know what I'm saying? And I done broke it down. I'm going to break down a couple more things. UFOs are described as clouds in the Bibles. Pillar of cloud or pillar of fire. And this is in Exodus 13, 22. I'm going to go back. Book of Matthews, ironically, chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. 9-1-1, right there. Get up, get now. Yeah. UFOs are described as flying scrolls in there. I ain't making this up. So aliens are real. Sci-fi is real. It's just another prelude where they just...
Well, what about Jeremiah's burning bush?
Burning bush, Ezekiel wheel. the whole vision that we seen up in there. E-Ree, what's up, man? I was trying to hit you up, though. But, yeah, all that good stuff. I ain't going to hold y'all, man.
Well, yeah, and then some of that manna I could take up to outer space, too, so I can brush my teeth.
But what is space? Is it Deep Space Nine in the ocean? Because we definitely ain't going out of the atmosphere. Ain't nobody never been in no space.
Well, but he said the pigs in the Bible, the pigs with those demonic demon spirits in them, he sent them to the waters.
To the water?
Yeah, that's where God sent all the evil pigs, to the water, right down there in Cuba. Yeah. Kennedy, ask them all.
They are pigs. It's space. It is what it is. When you get down deep, cold as hell, you can float. At night, it's going to be dark. You're going to have the lights on you like when you're in the water. It's common sense, bro. And in these vessels that they're talking about, yo, they could have been boats. For all we know,
Patriot Act sends you to Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay, Bay of Pigs. All this shit real. Ain't no flap. Ain't nobody flapping for no reason. Ground Hancock. All these good folks, man. Holla at us, Joe Rogan. Holla at us, man. We can put a different spin on it. And look at black folks as a whole. Look what we defy. You know what I'm saying? We make everything. We touch gold. We live in some of the most adverse situations. Not to say other people don't, but we live in it and we find beauty in it. Look how every freaking show that comes on, the Grammys, what came on, the Super Bowl came on yesterday or whatever.
And yeah, Kermit
the
Frog.
We love to find humor in all things that we see. We can't just watch it and enjoy it and embrace it. We are different people, bro. We are different breed of people. Different. We the aliens.
More than tap dance shoes.
We the aliens. We the magicians. We the magi. And they following us. And that's crazy. I'm saying this to you, man. I'm about to shut out right now. My cousin's sending me a lot. It's almost like he listening to us, and I know he's not on this platform, and he's sending me a fucking alien head right now. So on that note.
Yeah, but don't he work for the same people as my people.
Nah, that's another cousin. But yeah, we about to check out. Get on. Might go rest my head. Peace, y'all.
Jerry Till next Girl.
Time. Yeah.
On the set.